תוקם אברי עיר, תגיב שיעור עם שלבות, כך קוראים לזה, בהתחלה קראו לזה שלבות, נכון? הבחור יהיה משלבים, אבל בעזרת השם. And I would like to share with you a very interesting insight through the sources what we have in front of us, relate to all the parashot, what we deal from this coming Shabbos, שמות בהר רבו בשלח, until יציאת מצרים. חזל teach us the source of all the גלויות is גלות מצרים. The source of all the גאולות is גאולת מצרים. The more we understand what happened in the beginning, we can arrive more smooth to the end. How we say in the posuk, and גאלתי אתכם אחרית כראשית. Exactly what happened in the ראשית go to take place in the אחרית. And when we look in the process of גאולת מצרים, when we look in the process of גאולת מצרים, we find two animals what can help us to understand the essence of freedom. And now we arrive to freedom. One, the first one is the snake. The Torah teach us, when Hashem send Moshe Rabbeinu to talk to Am Israel, his reaction, paragraph 1, ויען משה ויאמר ואין לו יאמינו לי ולא ישמעו בקולי כי אמרו לא נראה אליך השם. ושברוך הוא, I never see you in front of my eyes or 40 years or 60 years. Remember? He ran away from Egypt. Paro want to kill him. Or age of 20 or age of 40. Two shitot in Chazal. Now is age of 80. It means or 40 years or 60 years. He never see Jew in front of his eyes. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nobody will believe me. You send me. Vayomer, Kodesh Baruch Hu answer to Moshe Rabbeinu, מה זה בידך? What you have in your hand? ואמר מתה, I have the stick. ואמר השליחהו ארצה, והשליחהו ארצה, והיה נחש, וינס משה מפניו. ואמר השם למשה, אשלח ידך ויחוז בזנבו. Touch, a little bit the snake, וישלח ידו ויחזק בו, והיה למתה בכפו. And I come back to stick. My first question is, how is a miracle? What take place? The stick changed to snake. The snake changed to stick. How is this miracle? Answer the concern of Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. To talk to who? Nobody will believe you send me. Nobody know who I am. 60 years? 40 years is new, two or three generations ahead. They never see me. How is this miracle? What, the stick changed to snake, and the snake come back to stick? Answer the concern of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is question number one. Clear? Okay? Question number two. Before we leave Egypt, the last miracle, what happened in paragraph 2, ולכל בני ישראל לא יחרץ כלב לשונו, למאיש ועד בהמה, למען תדון, כי יפלה השם בין מצרים ובין ישראל. The miracle is, after the 10 plagues, not any dog what belonged to the Egyptians, attacked any Jew. Why this miracle take place? What is the purpose of this miracle? To know Hashem divide between us to the Egyptians. Lema antidun ki yafle Hashem ben Mitzrayim uben Israel. And the second question is, I don't understand. Full year before we leave Egypt, plague after plague, we see clearly how Hashem divide between us to the Egyptians. Please look in paragraph 3rd, the black line, Makat Ha'arov. והפלאתי ביום ההוא את ארץ גושן, אשר אני עומד עליה, לבלתי להיות שם הרוב למען תדע כי אני השם בכאב הארץ. This is a black line. ושמתי פדות בין עמי ובין ישראל למחר יהיה האות הזה. You go to the devil. The animals what? Kill the animals of Egypt. Paragraph 4. והפלא השם, black line, בין מקנה ישראל ובין מקנה מצרים. פרעה never believed. Less black line. והשטח פרעה, והנה לא מת ממקנה ישראל עד אחד. מכת הברד, זה איל פרעה גפי, ויך ברד כל ארץ מצרים, כל אשר בשדה מאדם עד בהמה, ואת כל עצב השדה היכה ברד, ואת כל עצב שדה שיבר, רק בלק ליין, יוסי בארץ גושן לא היה שם, אשר שם בני ישראל לא היה ברד, לוקין מכת החושך, פרעה גפ סיקס, ואת משה את ידו על השמיים, והיא חושך, אפלה, בכל ארץ מצרים, שלושת ימים, 3 days, dark, in Egypt. לא ראו איש את אחיו, לא קמו איש מתחתיו, no one can move, 3 days. Black line, you see? לכל בני ישראל היה אור במושבותם. שם divide again between us and the Egyptian. מכת בכורות, פרעה 7, כחצות הלילה, middle of the night, הקדוש ברוך הוא go to kill, every בכור, מבכור אדם, בכור שפחה, בכור בהמה. והייתה צעקה גדולה בכל ארץ מצרים, אשר כמוה לא נהייתה, כמוה לא תוסיף. And we see clearly, months after months, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide between us to the Egyptian. Between the animals that belong to us, to the animals that belong to the Egyptian. Is why, after we see this months after months, again, the pasuk I mentioned before, paragraph 7, זה לסטולן וזה בלקלן, ולכל בני ישראל, לא יחרץ כלב לשנו, למאיש ועד בהמה, למען תדון, אשר יפלא השם בין מצרים ובין ישראל. Why? We need this miracle. The dog never bite, never ripped anyone of the Jewish people. To teach us what? Hashem divided between us to the Egyptians. It's so clear. He says it's months after months. It's why is this miracle so necessary? This is question number, ma? 2. Good? It's clear. Question number 3. One more question. Later, הקדוש ברוך הוא said to Moshe Rabbeinu, paragraph 9, פרוגף 8, ודבר השם אל משה למור, בוא, דבר אל פרעה מלך מצרים, וישלח את בני ישראל מארצו. Go talk now to פרעה. וידבר משה לפני השם למור, אל בני ישראל לא שמעו אליי, ואיך ישמעיני פרעה, ואני ארע שפתיים. משה רבנו אהב גוד, קושר, קדוש ברוך הוא, עם ישראל never listen to me, פרעה, לא קושר, אבל never listen to me. זה בכלל זה door of my face. Why you send me? What השם say to him? ודבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון ויצווהם לבני ישראל ואל פרעה מלך מצרים להוציא את בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. הקדוש ברוך הוא said to משה רבנו, you need to go. כמה אורחה עם הקדוש אינה אסקוון מינית. אם הקדוש ברוך הוא send משה רבנו, אני said to him, you need to go to talk to פרעה. Is me, you not have any choice. Good. But הקדוש ברוך הוא never started this way. He only said to משה רבנו in paragraph 8, בוא דבר אל פרעה. Please, go talk to Paul. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks a good question. If Am Yisrael never listen, for sure who never listen? Who? Paro? No, give him answer. Now you say you need to go. If you want to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you need to go. Say this in the beginning. From the first moment. Why? First you say to him, please, go talk to Paro. He asks you a good question. No, you need to go. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Next question is, never answer to the question of Moshe. Am Yisrael never listen. Is for sure also never listen. Me? Paro. This is the 3 questions. Besiyata Dishmaya, I will share with you something. Pil-A playing. How we say this in English? I don't know. This is what, you know what I mean? Pil-A playing. Huh? I also don't know how to say in English. This is a Spitz, something special, unique. בסייעתא דשמיא, what Chazal teaches, I never do anything. I only try to bring דברי Chazal and to make this clear and to connect this together בסייעתא דשמיא. This is the 3 questions that we have. Again, question number 1 is what? What question number 1? How the miracle with the snake changed to stick, stick changed to snake. answer the question of Moshe, the concern of Moshe. Nobody will listen to me. Why you send me to talk to Am Israel? How this miracle give answer to his question? Question number two. Why we need to make miracle about the dogs before we leave Egypt? They never bite anyone of Am Israel. How this miracle necessary? Why is necessary? Torah say to teach us Hashem divided between us to the Egyptians. Anyway, we know this from full year of plagues in Egypt. How Hashem divided between us to the Egyptians. And question number three, when Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to talk to Paro, and Moshe say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, come on, Am Yisrael never listen, for sure Mitzrayim never listen, for sure Paro will never listen to me. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu never give him answer of this question? Good. Three questions. So to answer these three questions, we'll walk step by step. And first, we start with a snake. You know anything about snake in Tanakh, in Torah? What you know about snake? Ma? Adam v'chava, good. A. B. Ma? Shevedan, good. We read last week. In nachash al ederech. Ma? Copper snake. Good. What else? Good. What else? Something what you know from the preschool. Not elementary school. Pre. Ma? No? Come on. No? This I mentioned. Yes. Somebody mentioned. Something what you know from the preschool. Preschool. Gan Eden, we talk about Gan Eden. This first. Adam v'Chava. Oh, from the preschool, נכון? You come back home, you say to you, Shabbos table. The pit by Yosef. והבורק אין בו מים, אבל יש בו מה? Snakes. הנה, פרו גפתן in front of you. והשליחו אותו הבורה, והבורק אין בו מים. מים אין בו, המנחשים והקרבים יש בו. This is second time. First time is Adam וחווה, what the snake push them to eat from the tree. Second time is by Yosef. The pit full with snake. Third time, also what you mentioned about the snake from Kaper, Am Israel stay very close to cross Yarden River to Eretz Israel, paragraph 11, Pasuk A. וידבר העם באלוקים ובמשה, למה יתנו ממצרים? למה הוא במדבר? Why you take us from Egypt to die in the desert? כי אין לחם ואין מים, נפשנו קצה בלחם הקלוקל, we despise the bread, what we eat every day. כשבוך הוא feel upset about the way how they react, וישתח השם בם את הנחשים, השרפים, והנשכו את העם, והיה מותם רב ישראל, אלעד פיפל די, one time in all the Torah, וזה Torah mention, אלעד פיפל די, ויבוא העם אל משה, ואמרו חתנו, כי דיברנו בהשם ובכה, התפלל אל השם, ויעשר מננו את הנחש, והתפלל משה בעד העם, אין השם סייט ומשה, רבנו תומק, סנק פון קאפר, והיה כל הנשוך וראה אותו, וחי. Good. Now we have first step, a little bit information about the snake, his animal, what walk with us from the beginning of the creation until we stay close to cross Yarden River to Eretz Israel. This snake take other places in the Torah, but you never mention in Parashat Shmini. The Torah tells us, paragraph 13, the list of animals that you're not allowed to eat, וכל השרץ השורץ על הארץ שקץ הוא לא יאכל. We need to despise all these type of animals. כל הולך על, please put line, גחון. What is mean, הולך על גחון? Walk on the stomach. Who is this? Snake. The last two words, paragraph 13, כי שקץ הם. Don't eat. When you look carefully on the Vav, the word Gachon, kol olech al Gachon, you see the letter Vav? What happened to this letter? Front of you, paragraph line, 13, end of the line, come big. And every time in one letter come big, Chazal come and ask, man ishtana? What is the reason this letter is bigger from all the other letters? Why is not normal letter? זה גמרא עשה עם מסכת קידושין, זה גרייט רבייס, תנאים, אף ספיישל טייטל, סופרים, דברי סופרים, וואי, פרוגרף 14, לכך נקראו סופרים, שהיו סופרים כל אותיות שבתורה. And what's it fine? והיו אומרים, וו דה גחון, זה לדר וו, in the word גחון, we talk about the snake, this is exactly the middle of the letters in the Torah. וו דה גחון, the middle of the letters in the Torah. Good? בסדר? What is mean? Take children, the middle of elementary school, put them here in one of the table, בספר תורה, few days, promise them nice gift, step by step, זה fine, זה וו זה גחון, זה middle of the Torah. What is so unique? What is so special? The great, great rabbis, תנאים, get titles of free. The explanation is fine. When we look, when Hashem punish the snake, what he say to him, in paragraph 12, second line, אל גחונך תלך, from now you start to walk on your stomach, ואפר תאכל כל ימי חייך. אז בעלי המוסר, come and say, אפר תאכל כל ימי חייך, you go to eat dust, dirt, from now, big punish. Hashem say to him, what you need? Food to stay alive, you have all over. In the roof you have dust and dirt, in the street, in the field, don't talk to me. I don't want to hurt about you anything. Because we could try to divide the snake for Hashem, from himself. What you need? Food? I give you all over. But what kind of punish is? Al gechonch telech. We have snakes that walk 20 kilometer in 1 hour. Very, very quick. Very quick. So what kind of punish is to walk on the stomach? The answer is, somebody walk in his stomach, he cannot walk straight. He need to walk in zigzag. Cannot walk straight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to divide the snake from all the universe. If people will see snake in one side of the street, they will never move to the other side. They will move to the other street. Because nobody want to deal with somebody who is sneaky. Say something, do something else, sing something, and talk something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to divide all the universal from the snake. This snake will take place in Parashat Shmini. Kol olech al gachon. Not allowed to eat. The vav is big leather. Why? Because it's exactly, this is the middle of the letters of the Torah. This is the crossroad. In life, we make many times decisions. And decisions people can make in two ways. One way, what I feel, what I understand, what I see, what I listen, what I know. People make decisions in this way, obviously, many times happen. Today, is this what I understand, what I feel, what I listen, etc. Next month, my feeling change, my perspective change, everything change. Everything change. And I find myself, when I look of myself retroactive, I walk in zigzag. Because every time, if my feeling, my perspective, my understanding change, I change what I go to do. But if I integrate what I feel, what is very important, what I understand, what I see, what I listen, to the tradition, what I get from my parents, to the tradition, what I get from my rabbi, I have guarantee we walk straight, same with the letter Vav, straight. Come the Torah and tells us, this is the roadblocks. Slicha, this is the crossroad. We need to decide what kind of life we want. A, what every time I decide what I feel, I understand, I see, etc. And this later can bring the people to look retroactive and say, wow, they look zigzag. Or to integrate what I feel, what I see, to what our parents teach us. The tradition, what we get from them, what we get from our rabbeim, in this way we walk straight, same with the letter Vav. This exactly the middle of the Torah. Come, Moshe Rabbeinu, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you want from me? You send me to talk to who? To who? To Am Israel? Nobody know who I am. Nobody will care about me. They work so hard, they never see anyone in front of their eyes. Why does he believe me? כמה הקדוש ברוך הוא said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what you have in your head, stick? Straight. Now, as soon as it's on the floor, it's come, snake. Touch a snake, it's come, stick. You understand, Moshe Rabbeinu say, I understand. If you find out after what you feel, after the news, CNN, Fox News, Channel 1, 2, 3, etc., you're right. No way, no chance to talk to Am Israel. No way but anyone will listen to you. You're right. But if you're following after me, you trust me, you will see everybody will listen to you. And you will lead them from Mitzrayim to the redemption. Is really what you want to have in your hand. Stick or snake? He says a stick. And with this stick, he punished the Egyptian. With this stick, he split the ocean. And this stick stay in Kodesh HaKodeshim. When we travel to Yerushalayim, and we visit Yerushalayim, and the regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, they move the parochet from Kodesh HaKodeshim, and we can see from far, from the place where we stay, the stick. One of the idioms would stay in Kodesh HaKodeshim. To teach us how it's important for us to raise the feeling of emunah בקדוש ברוך הוא. And from this reason, we move now to the second step. When Noach come out from the Teva, פסוקים say, paragraph 15, second line, ויחל נוח איש האדמה, ויתה כרם, וישקר, ויתה כרם, ויש מן הים, וישקר, ויתגל בתוך העולה. You see? ויחל נוח איש האדמה, ויתה כרם, ויש מן הים, וישקר, זה גמרא סיין פרוגף 16 in Sanhedrin דרש עובר גלילה י' ג' ווים נאמרו ביין 13 time in front of the leader who have in this פסוקים somebody who's a Galil says this and it's come part of Torah שבעל פה זה תלנו what this person say, big deal פרשת וישב most of the פרשה זה פסוקים start with the leader וו מגילת רות, except 8 פסוקים every פסוק start with the leader וו. What this person from the Galil say? What he teach us? He teach us life lesson. Noach, you start new life, new world, pure, clean. Why you pick the wrong tree? What tree he pick? Grape. And grape, this is only one tree would grow in zigzag. Why you pick the wrong tree? And the wine would come from this tree, also many times makes the person zigzag. Out of every normal life, you miss great opportunity to bring redemption to new world, what you get in your hand. Come Chazal and say to us, paragraph 17, Tanei Rabbi Meir Omer, אותו אילן שאכל אדם הראשון ממנו גפן היה. The tree what אדם הראשון eat is grape. Because what we say to אדם הראשון, every tree is your mirror. Tree in Hebrew is what? Etz. God create us בצלם אלוקים. צלם בגימטריה is etz. How we say gematria in English? מה? לא, זה, יש מילה באנגלית. מה? פה שמעתי משהו. I don't know English, but if I heard the right word, I know it's right. איך אמרתם? Numerical? לא. Equivalent, לא? Equivalent, good. למדנו מילה חדשה. But you know what? I also can teach you a little bit English. You know, you want to see. Tell me, איך אומרים באנגלית לוותר? To give up, huh? Come on. You never pass the SAT, SAT, אני יודע כתוב את זה. איך אומרים לוותר, נו? לוותר. באנגלית אומרים לוותר to concede. נכון? אז עכשיו אנחנו... אני למדתי מילה? ויתר, נמשיך. אני לא אומר לכם סרנדיפיטי וכל הפנסי, כן? זה נשאיר לפעם אחרת. Anyway, נחזור לעניין שלנו. נחזור לעניין שלנו. He's a... נוח! Pick the wrong tree. When you pick the wrong tree, what happened? You lose opportunity to bring redemption to a new world. אדם הראשון! כזו ברוך הוא סייטן, one tree is not your mirror. Every tree grows straight and make fruit. This is you. Don't eat from etz adat. What etz adat, aliba de Rabbi Meir, is what? Grape. Because it's going zigzag. אדם הראשון loses life of this tree. נוח loses life of this kind of tree. אנטיל אברהם אבינו פרוג אף 18, והייתה אשל, והייתה אשל בבאר שבע, והיקרא שם בשם השם אל עולם. What is mean אשל? אשל is type of tree. בת אשל is also ראשי תיבות. What ראשי תיבות? אכילה, שתייה, לינה, ליווי. Yes? You open restaurant house, or hotel on the house, but never forget to say behind the beginning, behind the end, correct? Now we have other explanation. This is very careful. אכילה! He fixed the mistake of Adam הראשון, what he did from the wrong tree. שתייה! He fixed the mistake of Noah, what drink from this wrong tree, from the fruit of this wrong tree. גפן. לינה! He fixed the mistake of Sdom, but never accept any guest. זה והייתה אשם. אברהם אבינו, start to build new world, to following straight after הקדוש ברוך הוא. And חזל saying, פרוג אף 19, בעל הטורים, three time, in all the תנך, we find the word והייתה. והייתה כרם, והייתה השם אלוקים גם בעדן, והייתה אשל. תרשו רבותינו מאיכן לקח נטייה מגן עדן. אדם הראשון take from גן עדן, נוח, and אברהם also. But אברהם picks the right tree. אשל, grow straight. And the last night of יעקב אבינו in ארץ ישראל. Last night, you know, you go to die in Egypt. Because God said to him, I will bring you back. What did he to do in the last night? מישמר. To sit with all the family. To talk about Eretz Israel, how Eretz Israel is so unique place, and how to can connect the generations after to parents and grandparents, and one day they will return to Eretz Israel. Obviously, this is what you look for. Yaakov Avinu need to do. What practically he do in the last night? Chazal say, in paragraph 20, the other side, Vayita Eshel. Vayisa Yisrael, v'chol asher lo evo be'er ha'sheva. Leichan alach? Amar Rav Nachman alach lakutz arazim, shenata Avraham zkenu. The last night in Eretz Israel he spent in Be'er Sheva. He takes the ladder and he cut branches from the tree of his grandfather to give to every one of his children part of this tree. To plow and to plant beside his house. When he walk in and out to his house and he have difficult time to remember your grandfather have more difficult time. Your grandmother have more difficult time. And he walk with Emunah and he catch all the golds. We will walk with Emunah where we can leave Egypt. As we see clearly how the miracle with the snake and the stick teach us the lesson of Emunah. This is key or step number one to any redemption. To trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have the Emunah. And from this reason, it's so nice in paragraph 8, what the Pasuk say, וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, בוא דבר אל פרעה מלך מצרים, go talk to king of Egypt, Paro, וישלח את בני ישראל מארצו. He will send עם ישראל from his nation, from his state. וידבר משה לפני השם לאמור. What's the pasuk need to say? וידבר משה אל השם. He talk, what's it mean לפני השם? Comes a נציב, and teaches in paragraph 23. וידבר משה לפני השם, לא שדיבר אל השם. He never talk to השם. He never ask השם, hey, hey, הקדוש ברוך הוא, ולא זה רספקט, if Am Yisrael never listen to me, for sure, Paro will never listen. No, no, he never ask השם, כי לא מצינו לעולם, וידבר משה לשם, משה רבינו never talk to השם, except one time when we need to make new leader, to take Am Yisrael to ארץ ישראל, he say, if God השם, אלוקי הרוחות, you will find the right leader, I cannot find, אבל כאן, זה last line, לא היה הדיבור על השם, אלא מדבר לעצמו, לפני השם. When השם talk to him and say, please, go talk to Paro. שרבינו, in this moment, say to himself, in his brain, one minute, how can happen? If Am Yisrael never listen, how Paro can listen? He ask himself. But immediately, he also give to answer to himself. And what is the answer what he give to himself? Because, Bochu, you answered to me this question before, when you make the front of me is a miracle with a stick and a snake. Logically, no way to talk to Am Yisrael. Logically, no way to talk to Paro. But you teach me, I never use only my brain, my feeling, my understanding, I finally go after you. It's also answer for this question. I go to talk to Paro, because I know for sure, he will listen. I have 1000% emuna and trust, this will work. This is step A to our redemption. To build emuna. You know, in the Holy Ghost. When the people die, ירחם השם, וזה נאצי ממח שימם. We can connect the situation to many אבינו מלכנו, what we say. טוב, זה אבינו מלכנו, look similar. אבינו מלכנו עשה למען הרוגים על שם קודשך. אבינו מלכנו עשה למען תבוכים על ייחודיך. What is the difference? הרוגים, תבוכים. Some people die with gun. Some people die with knife. What is the difference? זה די על קידוש השם. Why we have to אבינו מלכנו? You know what is the answer? When the people stay in the line and the Nazi ימח שמם start to kill them with a gun, the people in the beginning of the line only have time to say שמה ישראל and they die. This is a סלמן הרוגים על שם קודשך. But people would stay in the end of the line, have the opportunity to finish השם אלוקינו השם אחד and they die, הסלמן תיווחים על ייחודיך. But finish. But both of them is saying, because all of them have emunah. Nothing end. Nothing end. We see only part of the picture. Only part. To make you a little bit flavor. Only a little bit flavor what is mean, we never see all the picture. Years ago when the Arab Yimach Shimam, all the terrorists destroyed buses with people, restaurant, was terrible, terrible. One Friday, somebody make shopping in Machne Yehuda. He ready, finish everything. Now he cross the street to take the bus. This time, before we have Rakevet Kala, on the other side of the shuk in Yafo Street, we have a lot buses to all Yerushalayim. And the bus come, but the traffic light's so red, he cannot cross. And he said to the people, please, please, tell them to wait, please, tell them to wait. Because the other buses are foul. And he sees the street is clean from cars, he starts to run. And he falls on the street. All the fruit and vegetables go all over. He's ripped, not only his pants, his skin, in the legs, and the end. People come out to help him. Some people collect to the food, you know, to the young person. And people say, Nebach, you know, and somebody said to the devil, חכה רגע, עוד רגע. And he left. People take him, help him, he sit on the chair, in the bus. And 3 minutes after, this bus blow up. 15 people die. What this person go to do in Shabbos? He make kiddush, Hashem save his life. How is it in the beginning? Very nebach, very sad. He ripped his skin in the legs, in the end, this old man, he don't know if he broke something or not. All the food go all over. And he feels so uncomfortable, so sad also to see him. And 3 minutes after, wow, this delay saved his life. We never see all the picture, but we have the emuna. Emuna give us to catch every mountain and to catch every goal. This is step A, what we learn through the miracle, what Moshe Rabbeinu get from Hashem about the stick and the snake. And answer these questions. Now, before we leave Egypt, after all, the 10 plagues, we have another miracle about the dog. Dog never bite anyone. What is unique about dog? First, dog in Hebrew is Kelev. And the Maharsha explained why the name is Kelev. Paragraph 26, you can put line with a pen, the middle of the first line, ועוד נראה לפרש, כי נקרא כלב, כי כולו לב, ונאמן לאדוניו. כולו לב, is completely loyalty to the owner. The owner can put him in one place, he will run after him. He will arrive back. He protect him, he will help him. But in the same time, we find the dog in Perek Shira. You know Perek Shira? What you say about, talking about all the animals, all the birds, trees. The last one in the Perek Shira is dogs, paragraph 24. What kind of posuk belong to the dog? Bow nishtacha ve nichea nivrecha lifnei Hashem Hussein. Bow down, he loyalty, he care about his honor. But in the same time, in paragraph 25, והכלבים הזה עם נפש. The dogs is very dangerous. It can rip the person completely. How's work together? The answer. The dog, on one hand, he's very loyalty to his owner. But for other people, no passion. He can attack them terribly. What does it mean the dog is very loyalty to the master, to the owner? Dog teach us lesson. And the lesson, what we learn from the dog, is הכרת הטוב. We never forget to say thank you. To appreciate what people do for us. To appreciate what Hashem do for us all the time. And בעל העקדה כמה teaches in paragraph 30, in the top in the left side. אם הכרת הטוב תיבטל, if people don't have appreciation about the people make for them, do for them, do for them, תיבטל, אם הכרת הטובה תיבטל, על מה העולם עומד? What keeps the world exist? וידוע שבורא ברא העולם בחסד ובאמת. בתיתו, מציאות ברצון ובנדבה. בורא עולם, create this world for pleasure. חסד. You not look for any way to pay him about what he build. ואף על פי שעשה זאת שלא על מנת לקבל פרס. He never do this to get any back, any pay. כי מציאותו התברך מספיקה בעצמו, he don't need this. מכל מקום. טבע העניין, the nature of this world. יחייב שיקבל מבוריו שכר ראוי חלף מעשר. The nature of this world, he will get something from all of us. וזהו הכרת החסד. בעילול והודעה, הכר הסתום. ומזה לא נמנע עצמו מלקבלו. זה הקדוש ברוך הוא, look for, to get. ועד הרבה, ביקשו מהם ידין, לפי שהגורע חוקו בזה, look the last line, הגורע חוקו בזה, if people don't have הכר הסתום, מציאותו לבטלה. מציאותו לבטלה is mean he not have any purpose in this world. קראת הטוב, this is a key word. משה רבינו, when he yelled to the daughters of Yitro, and they come early home, and they said to Abba, איש מצרי הצילנו. חזל, tell us, what is mean איש מצרי, paragraph 21, 31, is a black line, אמר להם משה, you say thank you to me, no, no, אותו מצרי שהרקתי, הוא הציל אתכם. What is mean? How he arrived to Midian, I killed the Egyptian. Paro want to kill me. I need to run away. I come to Midian to, and I help him. He's don't give thank you to me. The thank you is belong to who? To the Egyptian. Moreover, after he accepts the mission to go to lead Am Israel from Egypt, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to go back to Yitro to say to him thank you. Paro gav 32. לפיכך אמר, משה לפני HaKadosh Baruch Hu, קיבלה מיתרו, נהג בי כבוד, איני הולך אלא ברשותו. לכך כתיב, הלך משה, וישב אל יתר חותנו. I need to say to him, thank you. This is the key. This is so special. If we not have this, הכרס הטוב, we cannot have anything. From this reason, unbelievable. You know, in פרק שירה, we have list of animals. One of the animals in פרק שירה is wolf. זאב. Yes? Look the possible what belong to him. על כל דבר פשע, על שור, על חמור, על סה, על סלמה, על כל עבדי אשר יאמר כי הוא זה, עד אלוהים יבוא דבר שניהם, אשר ישון אלוהים ישלם שניים לרעו. פוסק בו talk about שומר חינם. שומר חינם, still what you need to give back, and we find, you pay double. How is this related to the wolf? Interesting. זה גמרא saying paragraph 35, עם ברכות. Somebody walk in the way, and wolf attacked them, want to attack them. Thank God he survived. היה הולך, מספר והולך מעשה זאב. He say to everyone, זה miracle what happened to him. פגע בו ארי. וניצל ממנו. היה הולך ומספר מעשה ארי. He survived from the line. פגע בו נחש וניצל ממנו. שכח מעשה שניהם והיה מספר והולך מעשה נחש. כך ישראל צרות אחרונות משקות את הראשונות. If somebody have miracle, he talk about this all the time. He have other miracle bigger. He forget from the one, he talk about the other one. And חזל כמה זה מהרשה פרוג of 36. This three animal. פגע בו זאב, ארי ונחש. Wolf, line and snake. מדמי מצרים למי? לזאב. What is mean זאב? What is a pasuk what relate to the wolf? Remember this all your life. It's pilei, 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 is unbelievable. What is mean שומר חינם? שומר חינם is mean somebody, what his reputation is, par excellence, first class. Everyone in the neighborhood trust him, give him the jewelry, the money, everything. He's a man that you can trust him and sleep well. Don't worry, you get back everything in the right time, in the right moment. He's an unbelievable person. What his reputation is very high. Now he uses his reputation. And what he do? He steal. You give him to save something for a short time. He wants his back. He say, you never give me. He say, come on, I give you. No, no, you never give me. You lie. Give me back. He uses his reputation, what he gets from the people, to steal. To steal. He have this akarat hatov. He have kfiyut tova. You get so great reputation from everyone. This is a way to use this, to steal. Terrible. Who represents this? The wolf. Mitzrayim is exactly the same. Vayakom melech hadash asher lo yada et Yosef. Come on. Who makes the city of Egypt the rich state in the world? Who saved the life of the Egyptian in the years of the starving? Yosef. You forget about them. This is kfiyut tova. This akarat hatov. Ram the Gemara and say to us, Pilei Pleim. The Mishnayim Brachot, I'm sure you know this. Mehmatai Korim Kriyat Shema B'Shacharit, Mishayakir Ben Tchelet Lelavan. When you know the difference between blue and white, paragraph 37. Mehmatai Korim Kriyat Shema B'Shacharit, Mishayakir Ben Tchelet Lelavan. Look at the last night. Taine Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishayakir Ben Zev Lekelev. When you know what is this Akarat HaTov, and what is what? Akarat HaTov. People know what is mean Akaras HaTov. Appreciate, to say thank you, and to keep this appreciation for good. This is a way to deserve redemption. To leave Egypt only with 10 plagues? What does it mean? Wow, you know what happened? We say to our children, grandchildren, and they deliver from generation to generation. Dam, tzfardea, kinim, bam, bam. No, no, Kosh Baruch Hu say, I don't want you to bring to your children, to grandchildren, grandchildren, the history, what happened in Egypt. I never look for history. I never look, you will say to your children, what you see. I really want, you will teach your children what you take from Egypt. What we take from the Egypt. When we summarize everything, Akar HaSatov. This is what we learn from the dog. Kulo lev. To the honor, we kulo lev to Hashem. This is Akar HaSatov. First, Emunah. But Emunah is not enough. We need Emunah with Hakarat HaTov. This is what we need to take with us. And this keep us all the history. Survive. And stay alive. And look what happened to us in the last 70 years of our state. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what happened to us. Who believe? Not one of the nation believes this can happen. From this reason, the vote in the UN, 33 nations, to give us permission to return to our state. And after they give permission, we get the green light, obviously, from Hashem. It's not against the nation. If they will dream what we have in our state today, definitely. No one of them. Maybe a few, two, three, will vote for us. And how more we have a Karas HaTov and Emunah. This is special. It's very simple, very practical way. I'm sure you talk to your parents every day, every week, every few days. WhatsApp, emails, etc. Good, great. But if you can take see, notebook. We have a lot of paper in this notebook. I'm sure you have a few extra. Write letter to your parents. With your right hand? Yes. Tell them how you appreciate the opportunity what they give you to spend a year or two in Israel. And what you get, what you learn. And maybe be short, Dvar Torah. Send it to your parents. I can promise you, when your parents will get this letter will come a little bit wet from the tears of your parents. And this stay with them until 120. What? My daughter sent me a letter? Who sent letter today? Who sent this? This is something another stage. For you, maybe 20 minutes, more or less. For your parents, nachat for life. Now is the time. Almost half year is over. This is the time. Take the opportunity when you can do this. For example, something small, not big deal, but unique and special. This is very deep appreciation what you get from them. And many, many other examples. try to take as much you can. To raise what you get here, not only grow in Torah, in Yirat Shamayim, you also grow with Emunah. You go also with... Karat HaTov is mean to come sensitive. Karat HaTov is mean, yes, to appreciate what we get from everyone, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from people. And when we know to combine this together, this is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. Ol Malchut Shamayim is to know the difference between, to recognize between the dog and the wolf. Sometimes they look same almost, but they're not same. One's the opposite from the other. If you take this kind of lesson, and you have this, I see a lot of girls from this school in the other side of the ocean. It's there in college when I teach, and other places when I give lectures. No question. You top school. And take the maximum what you can take from all the stuff, but spend days and night, and try to give you, to build your personality, because everything what you get now, this is for life. Priority of life. Kiviat itim la Torah for life, for your husband, for your children. And if you don't recognize how much you get now, you will see this in the life, when you come in the right time, how it's come in the front of your head, and you use what you learn, the lessons and Torah and perspective. B'siyata d'shmaya, continue to take the maximum, learn only b'simcha, ki b'simcha tetzeu b'simcha, we can go out from every situation, every challenge, with a lot of bracha. והקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא את כל משאלות יבנו לטובה, וברכה, ובריאות, ובהרבה הרבה הרבה סייעתא דשמיא.